Translation: It is the living entity's constitutional position to be an eternal servant of Krishna, because he is the marginal energy of Krishna and a manifestation simultaneously one and different from the Lord, like a molecular particle of sunshine or fire. Krishna has three varieties of energy.
सुज्ञान सकिरण वैथे अग्नि ज्वाला चय स्वाभाविक कृष्ण ते प्रकार शक्ति चैतन्य महाप्रभु बिगिंस हिज इंस्ट्रक्शन टू सनातन गोस्वामी बिकॉज ही इज द एप्रोप्रिएट पर्सन टू अंडरस्टैंड. In the brilliant verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has asserted, Yogyapatra hao tumi bhakti prabhaktai, kamesha tatta suna kohiye kama. So, the philosophy is very simple. But unless one is fit, or appropriate person, he cannot understand. No. In the material world, we are materially diseased. Therefore, it is very difficult for us to understand this Krishna consciousness philosophy. Otherwise, it is very simple thing. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jive Swarupai Krishna Nityata. Very simple. Everyone, even a child can understand that we are, our Swarup, our constitution and position is that we are servant of Krishna. But the material world is so bewildering that everyone is thinking that I am master. This is this. I am the monarch of all exalted. There is an English poetry. Everyone is thinking, why there is so much struggle in this New York City? Because now there is presidential election. So, everyone is thinking, if I could become the president. That is everyone's desire, but those who are not so fit, they do not stand for election, but those who are little fit, so they stand, make competition. I am the president. If you are president, so why you require election? The simple truth. If you are actually president, why do you depend on others' vote? You become president. No, artificial. Simply by vote, he is president. Actually, he is not. He is the servant of the voters. But he is thinking, I am president. This is not mine. Everyone is servant of Krishna. He's servant. Everyone of us, we are servant. So take this example. Actually, the president means the servant of the voters. And as soon as the voters do not like him, that's why Nixon is drawn back. So nobody can be master, that is not possible. You'll find in this instruction, Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arsa Vritta. Only Krishna is master. And everyone is silent. This is our position. But artificially, we are trying to become master. That is struggle for existence. we are trying for something we do not know. We know this world, struggle for existence, survival of the fittest. So this is struggle. We are not master, still we are trying to become master. The Mayavada philosophy, they also undergo similar type of austerities, penances. What is the idea? The idea is that I shall become one with God. Same mistake. Same mistake. He is not God, but he is trying to become God. Even though he has performed so much similar austerities, vairagya, renunciation, everything, sometimes they give up everything of material enjoyment, go to the forest, undergo severe type of penance. What is the idea? I shall become Mahārmurīva. The same is. The Maya is very strong that these mistakes continue. Even one is very advanced, so-called spiritually. No. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touches the main point immediately, which is in instruction. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, when Krishna says the last word, Sarva-dharmān parityajya māme kaṁ sarva-dharmān. He is talking in the position, he is Krishna, the Supreme Krishna, Jama, he is asking, demanding, you just tell, give up everything, just surrender unto me, then you will be happy. This is the last instruction of Bhagavad-gītā. Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, the same Krishna, but acting as devotee of Krishna. Therefore, he is speaking the same thing. Krishna says, you surrender. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that every living entity is the servant of Krishna. That means he must surrender. Servant business is to surrender. Not to argue with the master or to claim that I am equal with you. These are all vanity, bad proposals. Pishati paile jana mati chanda. Mayakrasta jivene saida saapala. A servant cannot become master. That is not possible. But as soon, as long as we shall persist on this wrong conception of life, that I am not master, I am servant. I am not servant, I am master. And then we will suffer. The Maya will give me suffering. They will give life. Just like outlaws, rogues and thieves, they defy government order and don't care for them. But that means he voluntarily accepts suffering. He has to take care of government law. If he does not ordinarily take care outlaws, then he will be put into the prison house and by force, by beating, by punishment, he has to accept. Yes, yes, I accept. So this is Maya. Devi Chesa Gunamai Mahumaya Durasvaya. We are under the rulings of the Maya. Prakita-kriya-mārāni guni-karmāni sarvatāna. Why? Because we are declaring master. Servant is declaring to become master. Therefore, suffering. And as soon as you accept that I am not master and I am servant, then there is no suffering. Very simple philosophy. That is mukti. Mukti means just come to the right platform. That is mukti. Mukti is defined in the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. Mukti hitya anatha rūpam sarūpena avastati. Mukti means to give up this nonsense business, anatha. He is servant, but he is thinking master. That is anatha. This is the opposite. So, when he gives up this opposite conception of life, that he is master, then he is mukti. He is it, anyway. Mukti does not take so much time that you have to undergo so much severe austerities and go to the jungle and go to the Himalaya and meditate and break your nose and so many things. It doesn't require so much. Simply you understand plain thing that I am servant to Krishna. You are mukti. That is the definition of mukti given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukti hitva anathārupam sarūpena. That's like even a criminal in the prison house, if he becomes submissive, that henceforward I shall be law-abiding, I shall obey the government law very obediently, then sometimes he is released premature on account of doing a declaration. So, we can become immediately liberated from this prison house of material existence if we accept this teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jiveya Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. So therefore so many arrangements we are having Krishna deity here, and every one of us will engage a servant. Sri Vigrahara Dhana Nittanana Singara Tanman Viramarjanadu. Somebody is engaged in cleansing the temple. All servant we are. Somebody is engaged in dressing the deity. Somebody is engaged in preparing nice foodstuff for deity. Somebody is making flower garlands. Somebody is going to distribute literature to make people understand the glories of Krishna. In this way, Krishna consciousness movement means everyone is engaged 7% to become servant of Krishna. So those who are sincerely engaged in the service of the law, they are all liberated. They are all liberated. The Mayavadis who are trying to become liberated in so many ways, mystic yoga practice and austere and penances and so on, so on, so on. You can get that liberty immediately simply by engaging yourself in some service of Krishna. Immediately. Even little service you give, it is your permanent asset. Even if you fall down from that service platform, still, whatever you have done, it will never go in vain. As soon as there is opportunity, again you shall begin from that point where you left. Therefore, everyone, taktya sadharmam charanamujam hari, there is a verse spoken by Narada Muni, that even by sentiment, not understanding properly the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, even by sentiment, all right, let me also dance and chant like these people, the sacrum caller, same way. People are doing, let me do that. So once dancing with them will not have going there. It will immediately get counted. Yes, dance. It is so nice. It will never go in there. There these children are dancing. Don't think it is point in time. Everything is recorded. This you will find in the time. Or nectar of devotion, it will never go in. sarva apiyasya dharmasya trayate bhavato maya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also saying, Ganomayarvase dakshavise khatcha hagurubhu vayu jim krishna das evi saskalletvar dhukkhana. Everyone is made, washed away by the big waves of the ocean of desire. But if we simply accept, no, I am Krishna Das, I am not master, I am not God, I am simply a servant. And the more you become servant than the servant, more you are perfect. Not directly servant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Gopi Bhaktu Padapamalayu Dasu 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 Dasu. This is perfect. Don't try to become directly Krishna. Krishna's servant, his servant, his servant, his servant. You come down to the 100th point of servant. Then you are perfect servant. Tadeyo charana sevi bhakta sane bhaas janame janame mor kaiyo vilas. Narottama Das Thakur said, let me become the servant of the servant and live with the devotees, that is my desire. So this Krishna consciousness movement is that let us live among devotees while we are struggling to get so many centers open, because devotees will live there, follow the regulative principles according to the instruction of the Shastra and spiritual master guided by, and people will get chance. As soon as one comes in the society of devotees, he will get some opportunity. And sarvam api yasya, that is when in my sentiment one comes. Taktya sadharmam charanam bhujam mahare. Narada Muni said, even by sentiment, one gives as his occupational duty, so-called occupational duty. Surrenders to Krishna, even not understanding fully. So, Shastra says, what is the loss then? And if one is performing his material duties very perfectly, then what is gained there? He's simply wasting time. And a devotee, even by sentimental, whimsically, comes in the center and gives some service, that is permanent record. And this Gurmeen, although they are acting very sincerely, but there is no guarantee what is the next life, he may become a dog. There are 8,400,000 species of life. Taptadiham. Then he has to accept another God. So if you do not work according to the rules and regulations of nature, then we have to accept another body, and we do not know what kind of body we are going to accept. But it will be a gift by nature. Pratityamani, karanam gunasangasa sadasadjanu yonitu. So they do not know these things. The respect civilization, that's like dancing like dog, that's all. This is respect civilization. They have no responsibility of life and dancing like dog. No. The Krishna consciousness movement is very scientific movement. Everyone should try to understand. If you want to understand through science, through philosophy, through logic, in any way, through religion, through culture, any way he wants to understand, we have got volumes of books right on that. It is not a block. It is all scientific. So either you accept as Krishna, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the Jivir Sarupai Mitra Krishna Das, if we immediately accept the words of, Krishna, Sarva Dharma, Paritra, Jamani, Kamusanone, that is very good, but if you are very learned, philosopher, scientist, then you read books. Both ways we have to prepare to convince you. So, Jive Sarupai, Krishna Nitya Das, Krishna Tapastha Shakti Veda Vaitrukha. Veda Vaitrukha, Veda means different and Aveda means one. Two philosophies are going on. The Mayavadis, they say, we are the same. So, I am the same. I am Brahmashri, I am the Supreme Brahma. But the Vedic literature says, Aham Brahmashri. But Krishna or God is Param Brahma. The Veda, there is no such thing as Aham Param Brahmashri. No. They are misusing. Instead of understanding Brahma, every one of us, we are Brahma. There is no doubt about it. But unfortunately, by mistake, by illusion, I am thinking of this body. So spiritual education means, first of all, one has to understand that all Brahmasmi and Brahma are not this body. That is the beginning of spiritual education. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Namantavi Samasarvesu Bhutesu Madhvakti Dhamati Pada. One has to become, first of all, one has to come to the platform of Brahma. Then a spiritual education begins. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Namantavi Samasarvesu Bhutesu Madhvakti Dhamati Pada. The bhakti is not very ordinary thing. It begins after one is liberated. The Mayavadi says that by bhakti one can become one with God. No, that is not bhakti. That is Mayavadi. That is mystic. Bhakti means to understand that I am eternal servant of Krishna. This conviction is possible when one is Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Namantavi. Brahma Bhuta means I am part and parcel of Krishna. As it is said, Sujjam Sakirana Jai Chavini Jana. Tavami Krishna. When one understands this, that I am, my position is eternal servant. That is Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Then undoubtedly he becomes immediately jubilant. That now I have got my real master to serve. I am serving so many in the family, in the society, in the community, in the nation. But I could not be satisfied. Neither I have persons to whom I have given my service, they are also not satisfied. This is wrong service. Nobody is satisfied. The so-called master is not satisfied, and the so-called servant is not satisfied. The so-called servant means that unless you pay me, I am not going to serve you. Strike. I am your master. You pay me, that is your service. So nobody is servant actually. Everyone wants to be the master, either collectively or individually. That is Maya. This is material world. And when one understands that he is not a master, he is servant, and the real master is Krishna, that is liberation. So, Vidavi Prakash. So, the living entity is simultaneously one and different. the two philosophies are going on. One philosophy, Mayava, Aham, Brahmasmi, miscalculation, and so on. This is to become one. And another philosophy, Vaishnava philosophy, that we have defined. But Caitanya Mahaprabhu said that both are true. Vedaveta. A living entity is one with God as well as divine. Vedaveta. One, how one? Because Krishna says that living entities are my part and parcel. That's why this hand, this finger, is part and parcel of my body. So therefore, it is one. But the finger is not the whole body, divine. Very simple thing. Vedavet prakash. Anyone can understand. The finger, the tree, just as the leaves, the twigs, the flowers, the fruits, they're all tree. But at the same time, it is not tree. It is leaf. It is branch. It is twig. It is flower. It is very simple to allow me. Caitanya Mahaprabhu who explained, Tatasthashakti, Marjana, means the living entity has to become servant. That is his position. Divesarupa in the Pratishmana. But if he is servant, wants to become master, he is under the practice of Maya. And when he understands that I am not master and servant, he is under Krishna. That is tapasya. Tapasya means marjana. The tapa means the beach. Sometimes the beach is covered with water and sometimes it is land. That is called tapasya. Sometimes land, sometimes water. So when we accept Krishna as our master, then we are in the Vaikuntha planet. And when we do not accept that propensity, we have gone. Sometimes by forgetfulness, or sometimes by willingly. By forgetfulness, if we think that I am master, that is also a mistake. Unwillingly, we will die. Why should I serve Krishna? Let me become Krishna. This Maya Mantra. Let me become God. So, all these things are Maya. Real position is to become, not become we are, but to become same. Now, in madness, we are talking all this nonsense that I am one with God, I am God. We have to be treated. This treatment is disappointing. By hearing, by chanting, Keta Darpana Marjanam, all the mistakes within our, the core of our heart is this. Then we come to the understanding. Then, Sujjam Sukhiran Jaitse Ogni Jalatra, Savari Krishna in Kodarasakya. Now, we are grouped under the Tapasthasa. And there are other two potencies or energies. There is called spiritual energy and material energy. There is spiritual world and material world. We have got experience of the material world. Not completely, we do not know in what is going on in the whole material world. We see the universe, we see at night so many stars and planets, but we have no idea. So we do not know even what is this material world perfectly, and what to speak of spiritual world. But the spiritual world is there, as there is this material world, and the living entity belongs to the spiritual world. Actually, he belongs to the spiritual world. By chance or somewhere, he has come to the material world. So, when he goes back again to the spiritual world, then he gets his normal condition of life. Unfortunately, in the modern education, there is no information on the spiritual world, the spiritual identity, God, or relationship with God, nothing. Simply, they are working like cats and dogs under the influence of Maya and the suffering. To stop this suffering, one must take Buddhist consciousness and understand the position of his life and be perfect. Thank you.